Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Zoya Denure is out of the Iditarod. A release from the Iditarod says the Delta Junction area base musher scratched this morning at the Squintna checkpoint for health reasons. A post on Denure's Facebook page says she was stalled at the Yentna station checkpoint for 4.5 hours yesterday due to an elevated heart rate. It says she normally has medication for the condition but hasn't needed it in recent months and forgot to bring it with her on the trail. Denure is the first musher to scratch from this year's Iditarod. Golden Valley Electric Association expects to restart its problem-plagued Healy 2 power plant this spring. Repair work continues at the facility that suffered two explosions in 2016. Golden Valley President and CEO Corey Borgeson says if all goes well, Healy 2 will be restarted in May.
We're still saying it's going to be done in April and ready to start up on oil in May.
It's standard practice to use diesel to restart a coal-fired power plant. Borgeson says it's important to carefully proceed step by step on the restart, given Healy 2 has been idle since 2016.
When you start up a plant that hasn't run now for over a year, you got all the systems that have to be tested and checked, and you're very careful to run it at low levels to make sure everything's working before you really ramp it up.
The 50-megawatt power plant operated for about 7 months before Golden Valley shut it down in March 2016 after an explosion in the plant's coal handling system. The co-op spent about $1 million to repair damage and halted a restart attempt later in the year after a second smaller blast in the same system, which feeds pulverized coal into a combustion chamber. Golden Valley's board subsequently authorized spending up to $20 million on Healy 2 repairs and upgrades. Although this spring's restart will use oil, GVA anticipates transitioning to coal after about a week.
There's a lot of testing and also testing for emissions to make sure it's meeting the emissions requirements.
If no further problems arise, the plant will be commissioned in August and begin full power operation. Golden Valley has spent more than $175 million on Healy 2 since buying it in 2013 for $44 million from the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority. Army officials have begun a long process to decommission Alaska's first and only nuclear power plant located at Fort Greely. The Cold War-era relic was partially dismantled in the 1970s and encased in concrete. KUAC's Tim Ellis has more on the effort to complete the process.
The Army built Fort Greely's nuclear power plant, called the SM-1A, as part of an experimental program to determine if such facilities could be operated in remote sites more cheaply than diesel-fueled power plants.
The main approach was to reduce significant fuel transportation costs by having a nuclear reactor that could operate for long terms with just one nuclear core.
Brian Hardy manages the Army Corps of Engineers Deactivated Nuclear Power Plant Program. He says the Army built the SM-1A in 1962 and hopes the facilities could provide power reliably to remote radar facilities around the Arctic that would scan the skies for incoming missiles from the Soviet Union.
Because of the Cold War, the Air Force and Army were looking at the potential for a lot of the defense radar sites to be located up there.
They learned the SM-1A could be built and operated in a cold and remote locale, but they discovered its upfront costs were much higher than anticipated and that it cost more to maintain than a diesel power plant. And he says before long, the program was no longer relevant because of the Soviets' advances in rocket science.
Creation of the ICBMs that would go up over the defense early warning systems.
So the SM-1A, built at a cost of $5 million, was shut down in 1972 after 8 years of operation.
All of the fuel in the reactor core was removed and shipped back to the Atomic Energy Commission.
But they left several parts of the nuclear system in place, including the highly radioactive reactor pressure vessel and reactor coolant pumps.
Either kept in place or they were cut off and laid down in the bottom of the tall vapor containment building there, and then they were grouted and concreted in place.
That is what remains to be cleaned up, along with other remediation. Hardy says the Corps of Engineers wants to remove all the stuff, but he says it's not yet known whether that's feasible. Meanwhile, he says monitoring for radioactivity around the facility shows it remains at acceptably low levels.
There's no threat to the human health and the environment.
Brenda Barber is project manager for the decommissioning. She says it's still in its early stages and won't be completed until 2026 at the earliest. She says the Corps awarded a $4.6 million contract in December to a Virginia-based firm to develop a long-range plan for the project. Among other things, that'll help agency officials determine how much of the SM-1A will remain after it's decommissioned.
There will still be buildings there. There will still be components of some of the old structure.
Barber says she and other officials working on the project visited the site in January. She says she and Hardy will be back in April to again meet with post officials, as well as members of a local community advisory board. And she says that's when planning will begin in earnest for the final disposition of Alaska's one and only nuclear power plant. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Dan Bross.